I don't like the pop to touch my lips. This pose of Superman is the exact same pose I make when I'm about to pick my order from Taco Bell.
Like 2 minutes, that's questionable.
Recording on all of that.
Green? I smile,
yours are,
like...
Yours have a green tint.
My teeth?
Yeah.
Fuck.
You realize you're gonna have... Yeah, you're good, Adrian.
Yeah, I've been like, ah.
He's just
bad, but... Hey, welcome to the Exit Only Theater podcast. I'm Adrian Alderette, and this is...
JP Lee.
Hey, we're freaking out because we're opening up a new intro this month. Sean has his mouth wide open. Oh, God.
Man down.
Oh, gosh. All right, here we go. All right, so welcome. Today, we are previewing the biggest comic book movie I've been thinking coming out this year, Batman v Superman. It's finally here after
years. It's the week of.
Seemingly years of talking about it, it's finally here. The news of Batfleck, the news of fucking Zack Snyder doing it again, Wonder Woman being in the movie. Now we can finally officially say that it's really happening. We're going to check it out.
It's coming up really soon.
It's coming out, like now. Okay, so, but basically, since this is such a big movie, I wanted to preview it. Because this, of all the comic book movies, this one has the most writing on it because it's introducing the DC universe for the first time.
Yeah, the stakes are pretty high.
The stakes are immensely high. So we wanted to preview it. It's like, all right, if it's good, it's going to be because of blank. And if it's going to be bad, because of blank. Mm-hmm. So let's just get right to it. Okay. We walk out of Batman v Superman. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that comes out of your mouth, man, Batman v Superman was good because...
Because... I don't have a single word for it, but the reason I think it's going to be good is because it takes the themes from the first that they don't develop and actually develop.
As in Man of Steel?
Yes.
The movie that shall not be named.
That we may or may not have had to sit through last night because they said it was homework. The look on your face, you're like, yeah, we made you. I think it'll work if they develop the dynamic of being afraid of Superman.
Okay.
Like, the fear versus whether or not he can help. That like... underdeveloped theme that they sort of talked about and then kind of fell to the wayside. I think that's what makes the film good.
So you think Batman v Superman will be good if they address, well, if it's viewed as Superman is kind of like a villain?
Yes, I think that's the only way it works because we have to see things from Batman's perspective, mostly because we have to catch up to because he wasn't in the first one.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a spiritual sequel, which is what we said to certain.
That's what Chris Terrio said. The way he's approaching it, the writer of the movie, he says that he's approaching this as the Empire Strikes Back of the DC, like the first initial three movies, and he includes Man of Steel as the first one.
Okay.
So it's Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, and then Justice League Part 1.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying that that's the trilogy he wanted to form. He didn't write the first one, but he says that's kind of canon from what his trilogy is going
to
be about.
You can see that even in the trailer. Yeah. I think to shorten it, it'll be good because of Ben Affleck. And I think that's developing off of
how many times have you said that?
It speaks to the cast. When we heard about the casting, everyone was like, what? No, I can't believe that. And how that roller coaster has ridden to the top of now everything is riding on Ben Affleck making this work. It's kind of weird. It doesn't make any sense.
Does any credit go to Zack Snyder if it's good?
I think he's stuck between a rock and a hard place. I think if the movie's good, it'll be because of Ben Affleck.
Okay.
If the movie sucks, it'll be because of Zack Snyder.
Wow, okay.
And that sucks, but that's what
probably gonna happen. It's probably the truth, because his track record shows that.
Yeah. So why do you think it'll be good?
I think Batman v Superman will be good because it'll be... Because the runtime is 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
If 2 hours of it is worth of Batman versing Superman.
Okay.
Where it's literally the entire time should be them trying to face off with each other.
So you need physical confrontation, or can it be like mounting the tension?
I think both. I really do. I prefer the latter because in the trailers that we've seen, where there's that moment where they first meet each other, where at that party where Lex Luthor is, you get that sense of like they know of each other's existence already.
Yeah.
Like Clark Kent knows Bruce Wayne's Batman, and then Batman knows like, dude.
Certainly feels like
those fucking four eye glasses are not doing anybody.
Anyone.
No.
Except everyone else at the planet.
Like, except Jesse Eisenberg, evidently, according to Jimmy Kimmel. But, I think the reason I say that is because, you're trying to introduce this entire universe of characters.
Yeah.
And even though the characters are cast, like, as in, like, The Flash, Aquaman, Cyborg, Wonder Woman, the only one that's seemingly, like, 100% going to be in the movie is Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
So the one thing that I want to see is if you're going to introduce everybody, you don't necessarily have to introduce the characters. Introduce the threat that's going to be coming later.
I can get behind that.
That's the thing. Yeah. Like, and I think that's probably my real answer. Is like, if Batman v Superman is good, it's because they're fighting with each other, but then that reveals the threat that introduces the universe.
Yes. I can get behind that, because that's the problem with Marvel, is that there haven't been good developed villain characters that really compel the reason for watching the films in the first place. So that's very good.
Because comparing to Marvel, Marvel introduced Thanos in the first Avengers.
And he's just been sitting ever since.
But we don't know why he's our villain yet. Yeah, you know he's the villain because of the way they shoot him and the way they talk about him.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, he's the villain, I guess we should hate him. But it's like, we don't know why we hate him yet. We have no idea why. I hope there are rumors that Darkseid, it was kind of like the big bad. He's a character that's literally what Thanos was ripped off of. Because Darkseid was written as a comic in the early 70s, and Marvel said, screw it, let's make our own Darkseid. And they made Thanos. The only problem is that one ended up being cooler than Darkseid, so it became more popular. But there are rumors, and there's like little Easter eggs in the trailers that kind of hint toward him being the future big bad. But we'll see. We don't know that yet, because they've come out and said, everything that we've shown you in the trailer, that's not even half of the stuff that we have to reveal.
Right.
So that's exciting to me as a fan.
Yeah.
But going back to what you said about Zack Snyder earlier, let's say Batman v Superman is bad. Why will it be bad?
It'll be bad because of Zack Snyder. It's as simple as that, because he has so much talent and potential as a visual storyteller in terms of, like, you can't argue most of his films are gorgeous to a certain extent. They're stylistically different, all of them.
Yeah.
But they all have moments of brilliance visually. But they almost always fall short from a storytelling perspective. From, like, just developing characters and developing plots and making me give a shit about anything that's happening in the movie other than just wanting to watch it with the sound off. So you know what I mean? Like, a lot of those films, I would want movie stills all over my house, but I don't want to own the movies. That says a lot about Zack Snyder. So that's why I think if the film is beautiful and it does what it does visually and it's effective, it's because, obviously, if Zack Snyder can do that in his sleep, I just want to see if he can actually, like, pull off a good story.
Now, my question to you, and this one, it can kind of be, you're probably going to answer it the exact same way. If Batman v Superman is received the same way as Man of Steel, do you consider that a failure?
I do. I think this has to be considerably better than Man of Steel, or it will be a failure. Because Man of Steel was literally on Rotten Tomatoes like a 50%.
Yeah.
Which, to me, if you're trying to build an entire franchise of films off of this launching point, you can't start with, like, fizzle. You can't. Yeah. You have to start with a really strong foundation for anyone to care about Aquaman, of Wonder Woman's own films. Like, if nothing works, if nothing fires on all cylinders in this, I'm not going to want to see the other ones.
Yeah. I kind of piggybacking on what you said, the reason I think if Batman v Superman is bad, the reason I think it will be bad is because of the continuing storyline and anything that kind of continues from Man of Steel. And what I mean by that is that, kind of like exactly like you said, if Zack Snyder goes back to trying to structure the story the way other movies I've done in the past, but he can't do it.
Yeah.
The problem with Man of Steel, when we were watching it yesterday, we should have probably had a commentary now that I think about it. But when we were watching it, we kept pointing to saying they could have started the movie from here and told it in chronological order.
Yeah, it was very disjointed.
Yeah. There were these really great emotional moments when Clark Kent is a kid. At first, there was one scene where he was getting bullied and he squeezes the metal tube behind him.
Like, that's the best scenes in the movie.
Yeah, and there's a great moment. But then earlier in the movie, they show him working at a bar
and he's
refraining himself. And I'm like, why didn't they just use there's two scenes that say the exact same thing.
Yeah, and one is clearly less effective than the other.
And the one where him as a kid was perfect. If you tell that story in a chronological order and then you get to him being adult, you give a shit about Superman. You don't have to worry about his acting the entire way, which was not good. So my thing
also
is...
also worries me about
that. Yeah, so let's say that continues where we get too much Superman. Because it's Batman v Superman. The newest character is Batman. He's the human element of this story, and my biggest complaint of Man of Steel was that if you're gonna trying to make Clark Kent trying to feel human even though he's not human,
and you start on Krypton, so you're just
Help yourself out and tell the story from a human perspective. Tell it through Lois Lane's perspective. Tell it through Pa Kent's Kevin Costner's character's perspective. Like, do that and say, look, I'm raising a fucking alien. Like, this is the craziest shit I've ever seen.
It's incredibly compelling.
Yeah, it's like, and that's
we can
more...
we can relate to something like that.
Exactly. It's like, I have a kid that no one can accept. This is, I don't want to put him out there. I'm like, he has to be somebody else. Imagine telling your kid that you can't be who you are.
Yeah.
That's really interesting story, but they didn't do that.
They glossed over it.
Yeah, Midnight Special is doing that. But... yeah, I think it'll be bad if we get too much Superman, too much Man of Steel carryover. I don't think that's going to happen, though. I trust that Chris Terrio, the screenwriter, and Ben Affleck kind of muscled their way to say, hey, man, I'm going to be in the movie. You're not going to make me look like a fool. I'm not pulling a Daredevil again. You know what I mean?
This is a redemption tale.
Speaking of which, we did a lot of prep for this.
He made me watch Daredevil, too. So
well, I think we both, I forced us to watch Daredevil. And man, it's worse than I remember.
Can't unsee that seesaw sequence.
Man, dude. Yeah, it's bad.
I'm wandering.
That was my review for it. man. Dude, I was talking to someone at work, and I was like, oh, we saw Daredevil the other day. You know, it wasn't as bad. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
No way.
Like, no. I wanted to backhand him. I'm like, respectfully.
It's like, no, man. That movie.
Like, look, with all due respect, just bam. Like, no, it was bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, aside from that, like, are there any characters that you're looking forward to seeing?
I want to see what Wonder Woman does. I'm kind of curious to see how she plays off of them as civilians, I guess. And yeah. I like the little moments you see in the trailer of her. I'd like to see that side of her more than her just kicking ass. Because we know we're going to get plenty of action in a Zack Snyder movie.
Yeah.
We got tons of it in the last hour and 10 minutes of Man of Steel. So
yeah.
Do you think the movie will pick up right where Man of Steel left off? Or do you think there's going to be a little bit of a jump?
I think it'll definitely start in that courtroom scene, the way the trailers do. Like, I made the point when we were watching Man of Steel, I'm like, it'd be interesting if they start right there and Bruce Wayne is in the courtroom and that's where we kind of get his flashbacks. And so we get that out of the way the first maybe...
It's like intercut between.
Maybe first 20 minutes of the movie. Mm-hmm. Let's get that out of the way. Let's set it in the present day of whenever their storyline picks up. I think that'll be most effective. But then again, like, we'll see. Yeah. I really don't know. I hope they don't do it like a Batman Begins style again. I'd rather... Sean, you asked me yesterday. We were like, hey,
the
dude.
The look of fear every
He's
time.
Just like, oh, God, no. The one thing Sean asked me yesterday was... He's like, do you think the Ben Affleck will be like Batman when the story kicks off? According to interviews and stuff, like he's been retired as Batman for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if him being returning as Batman tries to get Superman's attention by coming back and doing little things, or he just straight up calls him out immediately. Like that's kind of what I'm interested in, because like we all know that the Batman v Superman fight's gonna be epic. There's really no question about that. The only thing that I'm curious about is how much of that are we gonna get?
And when in the film does that happen? Do you think, like, how much does it develop into that? Because there could be, like you said, establishing the big villain for the next film could be the third act. We don't know. Like I don't know how much they're hiding in that back half of the film.
It's an interesting thing, because when you break down the trailers from like just based on the footage that we've gotten from there.
Mm-hmm.
When you see Batman v Superman fighting, there's some shots where you see Superman bleeding, and you're like, oh wow, he's getting his ass kicked. And then later on, you see when they're all like when the Trinity is together, Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman, and they're all fine. I'm like, all right, so he's gonna come out okay, like.
Or they're playing with the chronological order.
I'm like, I'm kind of curious to see like how bad does Superman get his ass kicked?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is he shelled for a while? And then is that when Lex Luthor finally is like, okay, I have my window. Let me come out and like do whatever I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Superman's like on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I'm curious to see what happens. I'm the one thing that I'm seeing aside from the story and whatnot. I hope we get to see a shot of Aquaman. I want to see Jason Momoa. Jason Momoa, man. That guy is like born to play a superhero. And
super intense.
For him to be Aquaman, damn.
He's an imposing figure.
I want to ask Sean. Sean, what do you look for? Like, if Batman v Superman's good, like, why do you think it's gonna be good?
Step into the light.
I hate being on camera. Why is it gonna be good? Did you say?
Yeah.
I think it's just because of the writing and how the story is gonna be told.
Yeah.
And like how far they actually go into it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, are they gonna go close to the comic book or? They gotta kind of create their own thing.
Yeah, The Dark Knight Returns, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, now, if it's bad, why do you think it'll be bad?
I don't know, because I don't want it to be bad.
No, believe me. And that's the sentiment of, like, a lot of, like, hardcore fans are, like, that want to see, like, these other...
They can't even think about it not succeeding.
Yeah, because, like, it's not so much that we want to see a good Batman-Superman fight. It's that we want to see the Justice League. We've never seen them live action before.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to see them come out for the first time. Yeah, I was dying. Sean, like, as one of the people that like does like Man of Steel, as one of the people that likes Man of Steel, if this movie is kind of like received and is like, well, it's I feel the same way about it the way I feel about Man of Steel, would that be okay with you?
Yeah, well, like, the whole universe won't work if it's like that.
Yeah,
they need it to be better. It has to be better.
Yeah,
because there's too many people. There's too many other movies relying on it.
Yeah, and there's too many people like me who are gonna pounce on it if it's just as good.
Yeah.
Rachel, do you have any opinion of Batman v Superman?
It's gonna suck. I know 100%.
Why? Why?
I just saw by the trailers.
I've been wanting to say something to that effect, but I think that's gonna be the case.
Fuck it up.
Dude, that no, but we'll say that if you say that the Man of Steel trailers were amazing, bad movie. These trailers were like, maybe we'll get the opposite. We'll get the greatest movie.
There's a fair
ever.
Amount of panic though, the way that they released some of this trailer though. Like
that's true.
Civil War trailer being so good, they're like, no, we have to come up with something. In 48 hours, that shit show with Doomsday came out.
Civil War also kind of pulled a Batman v Superman because they didn't need to reveal a Spider-Man, and they're like, all right, we need to steal some headlines. Fuck it, put Spider-Man in there.
True. They side note, they came out and said that there's still some effects to be done with his suit.
Oh, no surprise.
Yeah, they were confirming like, hey, what's that cartoon character
doing there? Oh wow, that's really him.
It's a little damage control, but they listened to the complaints, at least.
It's just, they didn't need to put them out.
Marvel's like, there goes another $3 million.
Like, I respect that they're like, hey, let's get something for the fans, but at the same time, it's like, we're patient. We're getting Batman v Superman.
It's not like this show's Doomsday. Like, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, if you're not going to release a finished product, why are you going to show
it? I think it was a finished product. I think they're just reacting to the backlash.
So you think it's just like,
fix it.
So instead of like instead of an apocalypse moment, it was more of like, instead of a Doomsday moment, it was an apocalypse moment. Mm-hmm. We're like, hey, this is X-Men Apocalypse. Like,
no,
he's purple. Yeah. No,
it looks like a Power Rangers villain.
No, that was me in the shower watching it. No,
why are you watching the shower?
Because I had to keep composed. Yeah. If it's good, I need to I'll turn up the cold water. If it's bad, I'll turn on the heat. No.
You're playing with your purple monster in the shower.
All right.
He's like, all right.
That's like a guy. Okay, our final verdict. Will Batman v Superman be good?
Can we give like a grade scale? Because I don't know. Good, maybe. Yes, good will be. It'll be good. I don't know if it'll be great.
Okay, I think it'll be good. I don't think it'll be great.
Great.
Alrighty.
And on that sound effect.
Alright, so on that, we'll stay tuned for our review, and then we'll revisit the things that we thought were gonna be good. Well, we're gonna revisit the things that we thought would make it good and the things that would make it bad, and we'll see if we'd be right. But that is all for this.
We're gonna have an immediate reaction.
Like, we're gonna have immediate reaction
an hour after it comes out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that. That's all for us. I'm Adrian Alderette.
And I'm JP Lee, and we'll see you when the credits roll.
Ha ha.